Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to my podcast where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language to help you when you're traveling, if you travel, to help you with your business English when you're holding conference calls by Zoom, by Skype, whatever way you do it, job interviews, or just for conversational purposes. And we help you with pronunciation, grammar aspects, idiomatic phrases, in fact, everything we can possibly think of and things we don't often think of, and you remind me. So, as always, if you want to give me some hints or suggestions, keep them clean, and you can contact me and I'll give you the details at the end of this particular podcast. Okay, so what are we going to talk to you about today? Well, I'm going to talk about problems that you might have with a car, and this is particularly useful, I think, if you're in a foreign country and you're renting a car, as we often do. And so we go to an English-speaking country and we have to rent a car. Now, if you go to England, be really, really careful, first of all, that you drive on the right, the appropriate, correct side of the road, yeah? Okay, because in England and in Ireland, they drive on the left side of the road, okay? So you have to make sure that you're correct when you're driving, okay? So when you turn onto a street, make sure that you are turning in the correct way, okay? Otherwise, you'll have more than just a problem, yeah? So, and it's easy to forget, particularly when you're used to driving on the continent, and particularly when you come to roundabouts. These are really, really difficult. So if you're approaching a roundabout in England or Ireland, you really need to be going left, okay? And then exiting left rather than right. And so you've got to make sure. And one little hint and tip that I always give people is if you're renting a car in Ireland or the UK, then it's going to be a right-hand drive. So you, if you're in the correct lane and the right part of the road, you should be sitting in the middle of the road, really, yeah? Okay, so if you're not, then you're on the wrong side. So just keep that in mind and you'll have happy and safe driving. So we're going to talk about then particular vehicle problems or car problems. And vehicle is a common word used to cover everything, because you might not just rent a car, you could rent a van, you could rent a camper van, lots of different vehicles that you could rent. But generally, it's a car. So I'll give you the expression, explain what it means, and then hopefully you'll get a better understanding. So to get a flat tire, engine overheats or overheated, knocked the wing mirror off, I've done that, the battery is flat, the windscreen is cracked, there's a scratch down one side of the car, there's a dent in the front or the back, the brakes squeak, the tires are wearing thin, the car is leaking oil, and many more. You run out of petrol. Okay, so what do these all mean? Well, one of the most annoying parts of driving is if you get a flat tire. And a flat tire means you have a puncture. That's what it's often called. You've driven over some glass, a sharp stone, a stick, a nail, anything like that. And when you're driving along, you hear ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. And when you stop the car, you've got a flat tire on the left front back or right front back. And apart from a few strong expletives, you go, oh dear, what am I going to do? And with most cars, what you will have is a spare tire, which means a new or a replacement wheel in the boot in the back of the car. And this will be accompanied by what they call a jack, and you have to attach it to the car, jack up the car or put the car on the jack and replace the wheel. Okay, now in some modern cars they have what they call these run flats, which are tires that you can drive on even when you have a puncture, yeah? Okay, hence the word run flat, and they will allow you to get to a garage. Problem there is they're very expensive to replace. Okay, so that's to get a flat tire. And usually, of course, getting a flat tire happens in the most awkward of places, never in the city, always out in the country when there's nobody there to help you. Engine overheated. Well, this is something not so common nowadays because of the how good the engines of cars are. But if it does overheat, you'll see the first signs by the temperature gauge in the car, or indeed steam coming out of the front, under the bonnet of the car. And this could be to do with the problem with the fan belt, no water in the radiator, perhaps there's been a leak, and therefore you need to stop the car and get some water, or phone for assistance. Okay, and often on motorways there are phones where you can call and the emergency breakdown services will come and help you at some cost. I have to say, can be quite expensive. Knocked the wing mirror off. Well, I have personal experience of that when I was driving in France and got a little bit too close to the car on my, if I can remember, the left or the right, I can't remember which, and I clipped, meaning knocked it very gently, clipped the wing mirror of a parked car with somebody in it, and he got out of the car and started chasing after me as I was going down the road. I was trying to stop, but there was nowhere to stop, and eventually I did stop, and we did settle our differences. But I knocked his wing mirror off, and in the process also knocked the wing mirror off the car I was driving, which was a hired car, so I had to pay for his wing mirror and also my own, yeah? And so not a pleasant experience. So again, when you're driving in a strange country, you got to get used to where your car is on the road. And obviously I didn't, but you perhaps might be a better driver than me. So knock the wing mirror off. And the wing mirror is the little mirror on the side of your door. You have one on the left and one on the right, where you can see what's coming down your left-hand side, if it's a motorbike, or down your right-hand side, depending on which direction you're going to turn. So that's your wing mirror. If the battery is flat, this is another problem, and I've also had this, where you get into the car, you put the key in it, and only hear, nothing. The battery is flat, meaning there is no energy in the battery, so you have no choice but to phone the emergency services for somebody to come and give your car a little bit of a start. And these emergency services are really good now, because they have these little packs that they just sit on top of your battery, and boom, in a literally 30 seconds your battery is charged and off you go. But if you're in a foreign country, you're not always sure who you should call and how you can get assistance. A flat battery, it is called. It doesn't mean somebody has stood on it and it's flat, or sat on it and it's flat. It just means there is no power in the battery. There's a short circuit and the energy hasn't been retained, and you're going to have a problem, because you won't be able to power the lights, and if you've got centralized locking, you won't even be able to get into the car. Okay, so that's a flat battery. The windscreen is cracked. Well, the windscreen is the big glass in front of you as you drive, and when it is cracked, it can be quite dangerous, because another stone might hit it, and in that case, all the glass will come in on top of you. So a cracked windscreen usually has to be replaced. And a windscreen cracks often just by something very, very simple. Another car in front of you or passing throws up a stone that just hits your windscreen in the wrong place, and you see, and every time you go over a bump, the crack gets bigger and longer until eventually it falls out or falls in. So a cracked windscreen. Or the windscreen can also be chipped. So if it's chipped, it means just a little bit of a tiny speck of the glass is broken. It's not so dangerous, but you have to watch the chip, because there are little cracks on the outside of it. And as you go over bumps or cold weather, those little arms of the chip get longer and they turn into a crack. So eventually you have to replace it. If there's a scratch down one side of your car, the left or the right, if it's a rented car, you've got a problem, because you need to check this before you pick up the car or collect the car in the car rental, just to make sure there's no damage that you'll be charged for later on. So if you do get a scratch down either side, when you're in possession of the car, they're probably going to charge you if you haven't taken out the comprehensive insurance. So be careful and watch out for scratches. And these scratches can be caused by fools like me who got too near your car when they were driving, or some hooligan, or some damage caused that perhaps was your fault. You tried to reverse the car into a space that really wasn't big enough for your car. So a scratch down one side, the left side or the right side. And if you have more than a scratch, you have a bit of a dent, D-E-N-T. A dent is when the door or the boot of the car is pushed in a little bit. So there's where you've hit a lamppost, you've hit another car, you've reversed into a gate or something like that. Yeah, we've all done it from time to time. And you look at the car and you've got a dent. If it's your car, well, of course, you're okay about it. You might just drive on. But if it's a rented car, it's going to cost you serious money, again, unless you've taken out that comprehensive insurance. So a dent is this where you've reversed in or driven into a pole, a post, a gatepost, a horse, whatever you've backed into. Something less serious, the brakes might squeak. So when you apply pressure on the brake pad, you get this squeaking noise, yeah, okay, and it's usually because the brake pads need to be replaced. They are worn, but if it's a hired car, they shouldn't be, because they get service on a regular basis. But if there is a squeaking brake, then you probably need to take it to the garage to get it checked, okay? So every time you want to slow down and you put your foot on the brake pedal, you hear the squeaking, and it's just that the disc of the brake pad is rubbing against the wheel without any protection. So it's worn down and needs to be replaced. So a squeaky brake or squeaky brakes or a squeaky brake pad. If you're stopped by the police and they want to check the car, which they can do from time to time at checkpoints, they might tell you that the tires are wearing thin. This means that the tires are old, that they need to be replaced. There's not a lot of what they call tread, T-R-E-A-D, on the tire, meaning the rubber around the tire has been worn down from too many kilometers. And if you have to stop suddenly or in wet conditions or icy conditions, the lack of tread will not give you any grip on the road, and you could end up skidding or sliding away. So if the tires are wearing thin, then they very definitely should be replaced. And again, with all rented cars these days, they're usually pretty new and they shouldn't cause these sort of problems, but you just have to be careful with it, particularly if you change a tire for a puncture or a flat tire. You might find that the tire in the boot, the spare tire, as they call it, or the spare wheel, the tire has worn thin. Okay, so if the tires are wearing thin, they need to be replaced. If the car is leaking oil, it's usually from the front of the car, if the engine is in the front, and you'll notice it when you park, or you might get a red warning light coming on and on the dashboard of the car telling you that it's low on oil. You can simply just top up the oil in a garage, but if it continues to leak oil, well then it's you're going to have a problem, because the engine could seize. Yeah, and if the engine seizes, S-E-I-Z-E, just means it stops, and lots of damage. So leaking oil. And of course, the last one is if you run out, and it's a phrasal verb, run out of petrol or diesel, whatever the fuel you're using, you forget to fill it up and you're on a country road and the car comes to a stop and you wonder what's happened. And when you look at the petrol gauge in the car, it's empty. And you're, oh my God, what am I going to do? So of course, if you're in the middle of nowhere, then you have to wait for somebody to come and help you and perhaps give you a lift to a nearby filling station or garage where you might get a can of petrol to bring back. Okay, so always check the petrol gauge before you start off to make sure that there's enough petrol in it for the journey that you're going to take. Okay, it'll be interesting to see how many people have these problems when we're all driving electric cars, because the number of kilometers you can get at the moment from a completely charged electric battery, nothing near the number of kilometers you can get for a petrol or diesel engine. Okay, so there could be a lot of people running out of power somewhere. Okay, so let's go through those again. To get a flat tire, engine overheated, knocked the wing mirror off, the battery is flat, The windscreen is cracked, a scratch down one side, a big dent, squeaky brakes, the tires are wearing thin, the car is leaking oil, and the car has run out of petrol. In fact, when I look down this list, I think I've had all of these problems in my long life and my long driving life. Lots of these problems have happened to me, so I'm sure they've happened to you also. So, in a foreign country where they are speaking English, you need to know what has happened and what you can tell somebody so that they can help you. Okay, well, safe driving. And as always, if you want to contact me, then you can do so at www.englishlessonviaskype.com. And if you want to have lessons with me or with a teacher on a one-to-one basis, then by all means contact us. We'd be very, very happy to help you out. I can't, unfortunately, take all the lessons myself because there has been a lot of demand over the last 12 months or so. Thank you very much for your support. And I'm working with a number of other teachers who are really, really good. So between us, about six of us now, there's plenty of hours available, plenty of people, plenty of good teachers. So whatever your problem is, whatever you think it is, we'd be happy to help you. Okay, as I said, you can contact me on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Thanks for listening. And as always, join me again soon.